Sometimes you have to stand up for what you believe in.
Yeah, put your foot down.
You do. Because not every opinion is a popular one. And yet, they need to be heard sometimes anyway.
Yeah,
because
most popular opinions are wrong anyway. And I think I'm going to be shamed for mine. Okay. And my unpopular opinion goes hand in hand with the fact that I cannot do it. So that really made me stand strong in this unpopular opinion. But I think being able to drive a stick shift is completely overrated. I think it is an overrated skill, and you've wasted brain space by learning how. Why not just get an automatic that is more convenient? Let's go for convenience, right, people. Why are we putting all this extra pressure and all this hand-foot coordination to being able to do things? No, we're already distracted.
Drift back and all kinds of crap.
What are you, Paul Walker? What is going on here?
I feel like they're always just drifting back.
There's
and stuff.
No Monica.
Yes, I'm with you.
All right. Just say it right there, Monica. Just say you're with me and leave it there because sometimes you jump in with a lot of justifications
and then we lose
the strength of our argument here.
Okay.
We are already, as a society, love you, made it. We are already, as a society, distracted drivers as is.
Yes,
and I
can
tell you what's not going to change. Those distractions. People are not going to put their phones down. They're not going to be reaching in the back seat. They're not going to stop reaching in the back seat. They're not going to stop putting makeup on. They're not going to stop smoking cigarettes, lighting cigarettes. So let's remove one of the distractions, and that being you have to use your hand and your foot at the same time. Let's just go to automatic.
Right. And I don't trust most people to use their hand and their foot at the same time.
No.
I will say that. And as someone, just to be clear, I know how to drive a stick shift, and clearly I'm the only one on this show who does, which is fine. But I can't tell you the last time I did.
I was about to say, you just bought a car not more than a year ago, or roughly a year ago. Is it an automatic or a stick shift?
No, because only the cheapest, most janky model is the one that comes the other way.
Exactly. It's a go-kart.
Yes.
That's what your stick shift is. It's a go-kart.
Do away with it.
Look, if I had my CDL, I understand that I need to go drive around with a stick or whatever. But
I don't want to drive a car where I have to really focus when I'm parking on a hill. Like, there's a lot of hills in the world. I don't want to have to focus.
I want there to be a car that Monica has to focus that hard on anything.
Because we already found out last week she meditates when she drives, so it doesn't matter.
The road.
That's so good.
I have to focus on the road. Sometimes your opinions are unpopular, Monica, but they need to be said, you know?
That's right, because I don't see a point in having a little truck. Since we're talking about driving, I cannot stand little trucks. They don't have any speed. They take forever to go anywhere. You can't put but one chair on the back. So what are you doing? Why even have it?
That's a fair point.
And I told Jared. Jared said, I want a truck. I said, if you get a little truck, I will pick it up and throw it in the trash. I will.
You are not buying a
Hot
Wheels,
sir. Away.
I agree, because they slow you down on back roads and things like that.
You're all in or all out.
You can't carry anything.
You can't carry anything.
The purpose of a truck is for the bed to be able to carry stuff.
Right.
I can't call you to help me move. What, are you going to move, a coffee table?
I just got a little truck.
It's
kind of like a trunk without a hat on it.
Fisher Price, my first truck. That's what that is. You get it for your kid,
and
you use it like the Flintstones.